Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, it's our distinct pleasure here to introduce to you the 2014 Kansas City Chiefs selection in Dee Ford. But before that, what I'd like to do is acknowledge Clark Hunt, the Ford family, Debbie, James Sr., James Jr., Mark Donovan, our president. And this is really Dee's day. So with that, we'll take you all's questions.
What's it mean to you to be in this spot, taken by the Chiefs, given this opportunity?
I'm very honored, I was speechless last night on the phone. I'm never a guy who's speechless, so, you know, I'm very honored to be here in such a rich tradition. It reminds me a lot of Auburn, you know, so this is a perfect situation for me, and I'm gonna take full advantage of it.
You are kind of an outgoing guy, kind of a fun-loving guy. People who meet you pick that up immediately. Have you kind of gotten the sense that you're at a place now playing for a coach who kind of encourages that? Because I know what Freed often said, you know, show who you are, and beat you or have fun. You know, what's it like playing for a guy like that?
It's easy, man. This game starts with relationships, and I think sometimes it's overlooked because it's such a business. And definitely, hearing that he admired my energy in the combine interview, that's me. And just meeting everyone here, meeting the staff, I feel at home right now. I feel at home right now, and I want to be a Chief forever, man.
There's a story that came out a week or two ago. You said apparently you're a better player than Devin Cloudy. Did you say that?
Well, to clarify that, they just asked me on a radio interview who did they think was better. I don't know if that was a rhetorical question or not, but, you know, obviously I thought I was better, and I just went on to explain. It was nothing personal toward him. We have a great relationship, but I do think I'm the best in this draft, pass rusher in this draft. And that just comes along with the game itself. You know, I like to play confident. I think that's where it starts. And I think every athlete has a right to think that about himself, especially when you put in a lot of work and with what you do. But, you know, that's over now. I'm here to be a teammate. You know, I'm here to learn. It's a lot of guys, pro bowlers, Hall of Famers here who I'm just trying to, you know, learn a lot from. So, you know, that's behind. So we have a big future now.
Trying to measure yourself against him?
Nah. We haven't done anything, so it's nothing to measure, you know, it on. So, you know, it's just all about the Chiefs right now.
You obviously take a lot of pride in the pass rush ability. Just, you know, talk about some of your pass rush moves. I mean, what do you like to go to? What do you have to make successful?
Well, this is home with Derek Thomas. I know y'all remember that speed, man. That get off is so vital, and it's so deadly. Just the speed rush itself, it opens up everything. I have a lot of counters, a lot of things that I'm definitely finna learn from Ali, all of the vets here. I love the speed rush, love the speed to power, love the spin. Pass rush is an art, man, and it's all about what you put into it. You can do whatever you want with it. It's pretty much an art form.
When you say that the Chiefs remind you a lot of Auburn, what are some of the similarities?
The tradition, man. I saw yesterday the little deal y'all had with the draft, about 4,000 people here. That is definitely something Auburn would do. Just the environment itself, I'm hearing about the fans. This is a family workspace, you know, that I'm definitely learning. Like I said, I just feel so at home. The city itself, it's not a very big city. Auburn's not a very big city, but it's home, you know.
Did you ever been to Missouri or up this way before? Did you spend any time in the Midwest?
Nah, I heard it gets cold out here, though. So,
I think there were like 14 underclassmen taken last night. You're a fifth year guy, maybe a guy that's maybe had to work for it a little bit harder than some others. Is that a source of pride for you?
I have a foundation. And that's one thing that I can hang my hat on. Yeah, it took me longer, but I have a foundation that's going to take me a lot further. And not further than those guys, just a lot further than, you know, someone who's young, you know. So having that foundation is very important. And coming here is just going to make it very much easier for me to be a teammate.
How do you guard against... I mean, now you're a first-round pick, you're an NFL player. How do you guard against feeling like you've crossed the finish line, you know, and make sure that you take it to another level as a professional man?
That's within you, I think. I've been set goals for myself before. Throughout the whole draft process, I've told myself it doesn't matter where I'm drafted. Because it's out of my hands. I can't control that. But I can control my work ethic and my craft itself. I've just been working on what I do. And I sit up and talk with my mom all the time. I don't care where I'm drafted. I just need an opportunity. So I have goals in my mind that I've already set. So until I'm done in the NFL, I won't cross my finish line. Of course I want to be a Hall of Famer. But right now, my short-term goals are just being a teammate. Now, I don't want to sound generic, but that is so important. I don't want to come in here, you know, feeling like I know everything. I don't. This is my first, week, my first day here. So, you know, I'm trying to soak everything in and just really have fun with the process.
How long have you been playing piano?
Since I was 12. Well, me and my brother here, we've traveled all over the place. We actually had a group when we were younger. We used to travel and play at a lot of churches. And we actually used to do concerts in school. And I played my first concert in the eighth grade. So, you know, music is kind of like my vent, just to get away, you know, my refuge, you know, just to settle in and get away from everything.
Calm before the storm, before the game.
Yeah, and it could be a little charm too, at times. So.
This procedural question: when can you be in the rest of your draft picks? So, just say, can they start with the rookie camp and then?
They can actually start Monday.
This Monday.
Monday, yeah. They can stay the duration, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The 214 pounds is what you reported to Auburn at this point. You had 18 sacks at St. Clair in the senior season. So obviously, that's 2008. When you're a high school senior 2008, who are you watching and trying to mold yourself?
I watched Lawrence Taylor. I watched Derek Thomas. And Ray Lewis a lot, but that was beyond. It was just the intangible part. I watched a lot of college. I was a big fan of Glenn Dorsey, Quentin Groves. That's such an unfair question. I watched so many pass rushes out.
What was it about? I mean, a guy your size could have played receiver, could have played tight end, mm-hmm. a linebacker. Which
will
be here, but what was it about the pass rush that had you excited?
Well, beyond that, it was D-line play for me. I was very close to my D-line coach, and he was a wrestling coach, so he was kind of insane in the mind. Our practices were so deadly and so tough, and he just developed a toughness. It's just something about D-line play. It's tough. You have to be tough, and that's what I strive for. When I played receiver in high school, but I was more in a tussling match than trying to catch balls, you know. So, you know, I wasn't really good at the pretty boy game. I was good at the dirty work. So, you know that. Coach Hicks. Coach Hicks. Coach Hicks. Matt Hicks.
D, how far are you away from your degree?
I graduated in December. Public administration.
And you shine in the big lights, BCS title game, Senior Bowl. Just talk about not shining away from the big stages and how you plan to continue that in the NFL.
Well, I had this conversation, I had this with a coach about a week ago. I said, it's one thing to have a lot of sacks, and it's one thing to have efficient sacks. Anybody can go out and have 10, 12 sacks. But when your team really needs you, you know, to end the game or end a drive, and you have those sacks, you know, those are very vital to your team. I want to always have productive, efficient sacks. And that's my mindset going into a game when it's close, a la Texas A&M. That last drive, you know, Johnny Manziel was in the game. We needed to end the game. We needed to end the game. And I was able to get to him twice. And it's just something about my mindset. It naturally, I just get very intense and I get very focused naturally. You know, I love the moment. I love the adrenaline. That's what you work for, those big moments. Like I said, I don't want to have a sack when we're getting blew out. I don't want to have a sack when we're trying to win the game.
What do you envision being the biggest difference between the college and the pro game?
Just being professional and being consistent. It's a day-in, day-out thing. I don't even really look at the business side. You can't. That's out of your control. All you have to do is just put in the work. And it's a day-in, day-out thing. Everyone is good. And it's every week. It's every day. And that's the biggest thing. I just have to be a professional at what I do.
Oh, my God.
I know what happened at the combine with your back situation. I know it kept you from working out. Did that take you by surprise? What happened? When did you feel not? How did you feel now?
I was getting ready to bench, and they pulled me to the side and said, well, you're on a medical exclusion, a medical precaution. I wasn't injured. They saw some things in my MRI that they didn't want a chance at the combine. But I healed in a week and did it a week later in my pro day. So I did pretty well. So it was all good. It caught me by surprise at first, but you know, I've been hit by a lot of roadblocks, you know, in my career. It was nothing to me. You know, I just deal with what's at the table and you roll with it.
Nah,
you can't fake back pain. You can't fake that at all. Tell you that right now. So I feel great. I feel better than I've ever felt body wise and you know, ready to roll.
How much did you weigh against Florida State? How much did you play at
last? I weighed 240 against Florida State. I played at about 240.
12 pounds mm-hmm. Between men in the
conference.
You feel like you'll be able to keep that on? Is this?
I got faster.
You want to stay here?
I want to put on good pounds. You can never go wrong with good pounds. It means you're stronger and faster. And as long as you're keeping your mobility, your flexion, all of that, as long as everything's going. You're good, man. You can really make yourself into a machine if you put in the work, no matter what size.
I know the season's a few months away or whatever, but you feel like game one you'll be ready to handle the point of attack and teams run at you? I mean,
definitely. That's all mine. That is all mine. It's within the mind. It's all fundamentals, leverage. It's a little bit to do with size and strength, but it's really more fundamentals, more things that I have to work on, that I am going to work on to perfect.
After the national championship game, where did you go to work out?
I went to Miami. Pete Bomarito.
Anything else?
All right, thanks, guys. We'll do some one-on-one.
You can do that?
Chris gave you an option.
Watch your camera.
Yeah, you technically good. I got you down.
That's the easy part.